Key metrics are the quiet backbone of successful businesses. They are the ratios, relationships, and performance indicators that reveal how a business actually works beneath the surface. While revenue and profit often get the most attention, experienced operators know that a small set of core metrics, often fewer than a dozen, tell a far more accurate and consistent story. These metrics tend to remain stable over time, unless something fundamental changes in the business model, which is why they are so valuable for decision-making, forecasting, and growth. At their core, key metrics describe how inputs turn into outputs. Examples include gross margin, customer acquisition cost, CAC, lifetime value of a customer, LTV, churn rate, conversion rates, inventory turns, utilization rates, and operating leverage. Each industry has its own set, but the principle is the same. These ratios express the economic engine of the business. Unlike raw numbers, ratios scale. A company with $1 million in revenue and one with $100 million may share remarkably similar gross margins or conversion rates. That consistency allows leaders to see patterns and anticipate outcomes rather than reacting blindly to top-line changes. One of the most important insights about key metrics is that they tend to be stubborn. You cannot wish them into existence. If your sales conversion rate has been 12% for 3 years, a spreadsheet that assumes it suddenly jumps to 25% without a clear operational reason is fantasy, not planning. Metrics only change when behavior, structure, or strategy changes. This is why disciplined businesses track them relentlessly. They know that improving even one metric by a small amount can dramatically affect overall performance when compounded across volume and time. This principle becomes especially important when building spreadsheet pro forma models. Many inexperienced modelers hard code numbers, plugging in arbitrary revenue targets, expense figures, or growth rates because they sound reasonable or look impressive. The problem is that hard coded numbers hide assumptions. They don't explain how the business will get there. Models built this way often collapse the moment reality deviates from the optimistic guess. By contrast, strong pro formas are built from key metrics outward. Instead of assuming $10 million in revenue, you model how many leads you generate, what percentage convert to customers, the average transaction size, and how often customers repeat. Instead of guessing expenses, you model headcount ratios, cost per employee, fulfillment cost per unit, and fixed versus variable expenses. When you build from ratios, the model becomes transparent. You can see which assumptions matter most and which levers actually drive results. Another advantage of metric-based modeling is that it supports scenario planning. If conversion drops by 2%, what happens? If churn improves slightly, how much does profit increase? If customer acquisition costs rise, how much scale is required to compensate? These questions are almost impossible to answer accurately with hard-coded models. Metrics-based models, however, make sensitivity visible. They allow leaders to stress-test ideas before risking real capital. Key metrics also align teams. When everyone understands the handful of numbers that truly matter, effort becomes focused. Marketing knows what conversion rate it must hit. Operations knows the margin it must protect. Sales knows the volume required. This clarity reduces internal conflict and replaces vague goals with shared accountability. Ultimately, key metrics turn business from guesswork into a system. They don't eliminate uncertainty, but they reduce illusion. They force honesty about how value is created and where it leaks. By grounding forecasts and decisions in consistent ratios rather than hopeful numbers, businesses gain realism, discipline, and resilience. In the long run, the companies that win are rarely the ones with the most ambitious spreadsheets. They are the ones that understand, respect, and steadily improve the few metrics that truly run the machine.